This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The UN Special Envoy for Libya has sought to reassure the Libyan people the United Nations will not abandon them. As Edward Uranian reports, Hassan Salameh's comments came after forces loyal to General Khalifa Haftar took control of Tripoli's airport.
Arab media broadcast video of General Haftar's forces entering the gates of Tripoli's now closed international airport before taking position outside terminal buildings and along the now disused runways. There did not appear to be any resistance to the takeover. UN Special Envoy Hassan Salameh, who is now in Libya, said that he was monitoring the situation closely. He says that tensions were increasing in a number of places in and around Tripoli, and that he was keeping tabs on the situation minute by minute. He insists that it is urgent to put an end to tensions in those areas and to make sure civilians are not harmed. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday that he would annex Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank if he wins another term in office, a last-minute pre-election promise that's likely to enrage Palestinians and the Arab world. In a television interview, Netanyahu said he would extend Israeli sovereignty to settlement blocks and would not transfer sovereignty to the Palestinians. The prime minister is competing for votes from small far-right parties who advocate annexation. A spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas told Reuters news agency, any measures and any announcements will not change the facts. Settlements are illegal and they will be removed. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Many of the thousands of Sudanese demonstrators that marched in Khartoum Saturday reached the military's headquarters for the first time since deadly anti-government protests erupted nearly 4 months ago. After protesters began rallying on the streets of the capital city, many heeded a call by organizers to converge on the military's headquarters located near the residence of President Omar al-Bashir. Police fired tear gas in an attempt to disperse the protesters. Some demonstrators reportedly threw rocks at police. The protests began on December 19th with demonstrators accusing Bashir's government of economic mismanagement that has sparked skyrocketing food prices and fuel and foreign currency shortages. President Donald Trump doubled down on his latest assertion that the U.S. immigration system is full Saturday and cannot take any more migrants. In a speech to the Republican Jewish Coalition in Las Vegas, the president said the immigration system is broken, with criminals and drug dealers posing as those seeking asylum.
You look at this guy, you say, wow, that's a tough cookie. I am very fearful for my life. I am very worried that I will be accosted. If I am sent back home, no, he'll do the accosting.
Trump was courting Jewish voters for next year's election. American Jews have traditionally voted Democratic, but the president was trying to highlight some of his actions, including a decision to move the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The Trump administration wants up to 2 years to find all the children separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border, AP's Julie Walker reports.
In court filings, the Justice Department says it needs to review 47,000 cases of unaccompanied children taken into custody at the border between June 2017 and July 2018. The administration would begin by sifting through names for signs of likely separation, for example, children under 5 years old. The administration would then provide this information to the American Civil Liberties Union, which sued to reunite families. The ACLU says there is no reason it should take up to 2 years. I'm Julie Walker.
Rival political factions took to the streets across Venezuela on Saturday in a mounting struggle for control of the crisis-racked nation, as thousands crammed into the El Marques district of Caracas in support of opposition leader Juan Guaido. He urged them to keep up the pressure until Nicolas Maduro leaves office. Later, Maduro told thousands of his supporters at the presidential palace that recent power outages were orchestrated by the U.S. government. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.